Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
What a day at Madison Square Garden. Sean St. Jacques back here recapping game four of the first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs between the Knicks and the Cavs. Knicks win game four and they are up 3-1 in the best of seven series. Knicks win it 102-93. It was a great game, honestly. The Knicks were dominant in the first half. Knicks at one point in the first half were up by 15. Looked like they were going to run away with the game, potentially with it, run away with the series. However, have to give the Cleveland Cavaliers a lot of credit. They came out in the second half, took the lead at one point late in the third quarter, and it looked like the Cavs may very well have turned the tide in the game, maybe even in the series. But the New York Knicks in the fourth quarter outscore the Cavs by 7 and win the game by 9. Again, 102-93 is the final. Knicks win game 4. They have a 3-1 lead in the series, going back to Cleveland for a big game 5, a chance for the Knicks to win the series in Cleveland. And of course, if we see Cleveland bounce back, we'll get to this a little bit later, of course, then there will be a game 6 back at Madison Square Garden. So huge, huge, huge shout out again to the Knicks' defensive work in game 4. It wasn't as good as game 3, although again, game 3 was something special. No team had been held, not just the Cavs, no team had been held this season in the NBA to that low of a number of 79 points in game 3. But the Knicks followed it up with a really strong defensive performance again in game 4. Donovan Mitchell had 11 points, had a really rough day shooting from not only the field, but from 3. 5 of 18 from the field. He was 0 of 4 from 3. Darius Garland, as he was in game 2, was the leading scorer, 23 points. He had 10 assists and actually was a big reason why Cleveland took the lead at one point in the third quarter. Have to give him a lot of credit. Played well. Jared Allen was in double figures. To be fair, all 5 starters for Cleveland were in double figures. But besides Garland's 23, no one had more than 14 points. And that was one of the keys going into this series, was could the Knicks keep the supporting cast for Donovan Mitchell quiet? Not only that, they kept Donovan Mitchell quiet in game 4. He really struggled. Mitchell actually had 6 turnovers by himself. He had half of Cleveland's turnovers and 5 assists along with those 11 points. And again, he really struggled shooting the ball from the field. That goes down to the play of Josh Hart on the perimeter in particular, although there were a few different guys switched on him. But then also, I thought in particular, not just with Mitchell, but with others, I thought Mitchell Robinson and Isaiah Hartenstein were unbelievably good in game four. Hartenstein had one of the biggest plays of the game, a blocked dunk attempt at one end, leading to a bucket at the other end to kind of settle the Knicks down after Cleveland came back from 15 down to take the lead in the third quarter. Knicks closed the game out about as strong as you would have expected. Huge plays from Jalen Brunson. He had a couple of huge threes down the stretch of the game. Brunson finished with 29 points, a game high. R.J. Barrett had his best postseason game of his career. Yes, he was 0 of 6 from 3, but he shot 50% from the field, 26 points, did miss 5 free throws, but you can't nitpick when he puts together that kind of performance. Josh Hart was tremendous, had 19, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, had a huge 3 early in the game, had a huge desperation 2 at the end of the game as the shot clock expired when he put his hands up and just said, "I don't know how it went in." We don't know either, Josh, and frankly, we don't care. It was a tremendous performance from him on both ends of the floor. It really culminated very nicely for New York. Again, Isaiah Hartenstein off the bench, huge defensively. Same with Obi Toppin. I thought him at times defensively came up with some huge plays. He had 8 rebounds. So did Hartenstein, by the way. And 5 of Obi Toppin's rebounds in particular, the 8, were offensive rebounds. Huge. Mitchell Robinson had 12 and 11. 7 of his rebounds were offensive rebounds as well. Knicks getting second chance points and really making the most of them. And again, Jalen Brunson was the star. 29, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. We don't quite know why he puts the 3-pointer over his mouth when he makes it. Dare I say again, we don't care. What a performance. It really was a fantastic afternoon at Madison Square Garden. Again, this series is not over. Knicks have got to make sure they can finish this off. Cleveland showed in the middle of this game, in the third quarter, they're not going to lie down. They are going to fight to the end. They are too good of a team to not do that. Knicks have to be ready to go in Game 5. It's going to be rocking in Cleveland like it was in Game 2. Knicks have to be ready to try and close the game out. Cleveland is going to be as desperate as they've been all series. They're going to be probably just as physical as they were in Game 2. You know, it's going to be a really important game because, again, momentum can change in a series. But right now, the Knicks have all the momentum. You know, I think there was some talk before this game, or even before Game 3, how was Cleveland going to deal with the Madison Square Garden atmosphere? I thought in Game 3 they were rattled. I really did. The third quarter in Game 3 in particular, Cleveland looked very rattled. It looked like they were really under the microscope, under the bright lights of the Garden, and they couldn't handle it. And it looked like that for 2 quarters in Game 4. It really did. It seemed like they were timid. They hesitated. The Knicks' defense was suffocating, really making life tough on them. But then, the third quarter, they had a chance to talk it over and reset. They came out and they wiped out a 15-point lead. You know, so they have plenty of fight left in them. Make no mistake about that. But to see the Knicks wrestle the game back from the Cavs in the fourth quarter was just a tremendous, tremendous thing to see at the Garden. The Garden was tremendous. The last 2 games, it's been incredible to watch the games at the Garden. It really has been all we could have hoped for. And again, Julius Randle said it after Game 2. You know, how does it feel to go back to Madison Square Garden? He says, it's the Garden. That's all that needs to be said. It's the Garden. It's gonna deliver. And, you know, I remember talking with the guys over at the Cleveland Cavaliers podcast. That's Cavalier podcast, and or that's rather Cavalier podcast, given their full name there, and telling them that, you know, the Garden is the best atmosphere in the NBA. There's just no second choice. And I remember one of them, I think it was BP, who said, you know, players get up to play at Madison Square Garden and stuff like that, and he's not wrong, but this is a different Knick team. This is not the Knick teams of the past that can't handle when a big team comes in, you know, ready to go with big time stars. This is a Knick team that knows how to play in the Garden, that knows how to fight in the Garden, that knows how to win in the Garden, and it showed in games 3 and 4 of this series. Tremendous performance again. Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart in particular were phenomenal. RJ Barrett was tremendous. Mitchell Robinson and Isaiah Hartenstein, I think, are the unsung heroes of the game. I think the only slight down part is that Julius Randle once again had a struggle in this game. Just shot 3 of 10 from the field with 7 points, but Tom Thibodeau made the right move in the fourth quarter. There was a part of the fourth where the Knicks had just taken the lead. Randle was on the bench, and I think the five was, correct me if I'm wrong, I actually don't remember the exact, but I think it was Brunson, Hart, Robinson, Obi Toppin, and I think it was Barrett or Quickly. I can't remember who else was on the floor. But even on the broadcast, Mike Breen, Jeff Van Gundy, and Mark Jackson were talking about, don't change this five. This five is the team that just got you the lead. They're rolling. Let them take you to the end. And that's exactly what happened. Tibbs makes the right call, leaves the five as it is, and led by Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart, they get to the finish line in game 4, and they win by 9. I mean, it was really impressive to see the Knicks take a big, big left hook from Cleveland in the third quarter, and they took the lead. Cleveland had the lead. I think they had a 3-point lead at one point.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In the third quarter, the Knicks answer with a right cross and a lefty uppercut to the jaw in the fourth quarter. And now the Knicks have a 3-1 series lead and a chance to close it out in Cleveland for game 5. Again, not much else we can say. Extremely proud of the way the Knicks played. They knew what was at stake. It showed. And they now have control of this series. It's probably exactly what many people, if you thought the Knicks are going to win this series, this is kind of how you saw it playing out. Can the Knicks get a game in Cleveland? And then if they do that, can they defend home court at the Garden? Boy, did they ever do that in games 3 and 4. They defended the Garden extremely well. And now we go back to Cleveland for a game 5 with a chance for the Knicks to move on to the second round of the NBA playoffs. It really was a phenomenal day for Knicks fans, for the Knicks organization, and now they've got to finish it off in Game 5. Hopefully then, if not, hopefully Game 6 at Madison Square Garden will be when they clinch it. So now you look ahead, right? Game 5 is going to be, the Cavs are going to be ready. They're going to be throwing the kitchen sink at the Knicks. It's going to be rocking in Cleveland like it was in Game 2 when the Cavs won by 17. So the Knicks have got to be ready to match that intensity once more. They've got to be ready to go back on the road and close it out. That's got to be the feeling around the team. We've got them down, finish them off, close them out, win the series, and then see who you play next in the second round. And we'll see. You know, you try not to, you know, play to the fact that you have a game at the Garden in Game 6. You want to end it in Game 5 if you can and put the Cavs away before potentially doing it in a Game 6 if the Cavs do force a Game 6. So let's see if the Knicks can do that. But for now, I think you got to be very happy with the way the Knicks have handled themselves in this series. Game 2, they needed to bounce back. They bounced back. Game 3 was phenomenal. You thought, can they keep the momentum going into Game 4? It's exactly what they did. And again, they took a big punch from Cleveland. Give the Cavs credit. They were on the mat. They get back up. They put the Knicks on the mat. Knicks get back up, and they put Cleveland back down to take a 3-1 lead in the best of 7 series. And now we'll see if they can finish it off against Cleveland in game 5 of the series, which will be actually, at the time of recording, it's on Wednesday. So it'll be a Wednesday night game in Cleveland, and we'll see if New York can advance to the second round in Cleveland in the NBA playoffs. Great performance from the Knicks, and now we will see if they can finish it off on Wednesday night. Let's do a whip around the NBA playoffs today. Again, we're recording late on the Sunday, so this will be, you know, either you're listening to this really early in the morning on Monday or on Monday. We appreciate it as always. Quick whip around, just to be very clear, the Denver-Minnesota game has not ended. They're midway through the third quarter. Denver has a chance to sweep the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight. They are up by 4 with 5:26 to go in the third. So we won't have, you know, you will know before I do, I guess. You'll know before past me knows what goes on in that game. I think Denver's probably going to win the game. If they don't, I think they'll win in game 5. I think Minnesota needed to win game 3 so badly to keep that series going. I could see Minnesota winning game 4. I really feel like Denver's going to finish him off and advance to the next round, and then they'll likely get Phoenix. Phoenix is up 3-1 in that series. Wild finish in the Bay Area. Wild finish. Golden State has to hold on for dear life at the end of game 4, but they do beat the Kings 126-125. Nuts game. Really nuts game at the end. Curry and company, I thought it looked like they'd put it away, I think, 3 or 4 times in the fourth quarter. Kind of looked like they hit a big shot to kind of put the game to bed. But give the Kings credit, man. They kept at it. And Harrison Barnes had a 3-pointer at the end that would have won the game if it went down. But it was off the mark. So the Golden State Warriors, as I think many people expected, although it was a fight in game 4, give Sacramento credit. But the Golden State Warriors have gotten off the mat, as we expected. It's a 2-2 series. Huge, huge Game 5 coming up in Sacramento. I mean, the biggest game in Kings history for some time, maybe almost 2 decades since they've had a bigger game. It's coming up on, I think, Wednesday as well, actually. Warriors-Kings. Game 5 in Sacramento. It's a chance for the Kings to put the champions to the sword here. Put them one win, or I should say one loss away from elimination. It's a big game. If the Warriors can win it, they get a game 6 at home to close it out potentially. If the Kings win it, they will be in the driver's seat against the defending champions with a chance to go to the Bay Area and finish them off. Huge drama coming up on Wednesday night in that series. And then really quick, in Atlanta, I thought for a brief moment in the third quarter that the Hawks were going to come back and beat the Boston Celtics. Celtics were up 12 at the break. Hawks were looking good for a little while there in the third quarter, but Boston finishes them off in game 4. They win 129-121. Celtics return home to Boston with a chance to finish the Hawks off in 5 games. Celtics have a 3-1 series lead going back to Beantown for Game 5. Huge missed opportunity for the Hawks. Felt like if they got this game, that this series could potentially go 7 games. I really did feel that way. I was actually rather impressed the way the Hawks handled themselves in Game 3, because I thought Boston was going to go there and beat them. I really did. Hawks finished them off late. Felt like they were going to win Game 4. I had a decent thought that maybe if the Hawks could finish, you know, start and then finish the way they played in the end of Game 3, they could even this series up. And for a brief moment in the third, I thought they were going to do it. And then give the Celtics credit. They're going to be one of the tough teams to knock out of these NBA playoffs. They also took a punch, and then they put Atlanta down. They ground the Hawks in Game 4. Boston can close it out next week in Game 5 in Beantown. I believe that one is on Tuesday night. So big opportunities for the Knicks and for the Celtics to close things out midway through next week. Opportunities for the Kings and the Golden State Warriors to move forward in their respective series. And then looking at the full picture, a couple of series I just want to give quick updates on. Again, Denver's ahead in the Minnesota game. They're close to sweeping them. We'll see if they finish it off. The Heat are up 2-1 on the Bucks. Monday night, huge game 4 in Miami. Bucks season is on the line. Giannis has been in and out of the lineup. He didn't play in game 3. Miami takes full advantage. We'll see if Giannis will be ready for game 4. That is a huge, huge storyline in that series. We know the Sixers have already eliminated the Brooklyn Nets. We know Denver's close with Minnesota. Big win in game 3, by the way, for the Lakers as well. They had a huge lead in that game. They ended up winning by just 10, but at one point I think they were up by 35, something like that. They had a huge, huge lead. Monday night for them, game 4 in LA. The Lakers have a chance to take a 3-1 series lead. Ja Morant, by the way, had a huge game in game 3. Came back, played in game 3. Wasn't enough. Memphis loses anyway. Now Dylan Brooks with the whole shot to the you-know-what of LeBron James. I believe he is out for game 4. So we will see how Memphis holds up in LA. Lakers could take a huge step to putting away the Memphis Grizzlies. And actually, I just checked. Dylan Brooks is good to go. He's actually going to not face a suspension. He will play in game 4, which is probably not the right decision from the NBA. But who knows what their thought process was there. I probably would think that he should be suspended. Maybe a conversation for another time. Grizzlies catch a break there. Game 4, it'll be full strength on full strength. Grizzlies playing for their playoff lives. They got to win. You know, going back 3-1 down, going to Memphis with a Game 6 in LA pending. Not a great spot to be if you're the Memphis Grizzlies. Game 4 is huge. If the Grizzlies get it, they could go up 3-2 in Game 5 in Memphis. And then, of course, we look at the Suns-Clippers series. Kawhi in and out of the lineup. I mean, that's really dictated this series quite a bit. Same with Paul George, hasn't played yet in this series. Suns win game 4 in LA, 112-100. Suns, after splitting at home, have won both games in LA. They have a chance to close the Clippers out in Phoenix on Tuesday night. That's a big game as well. We're hoping the Clippers will be healthy. Clippers showed in game 1 that when they're healthy, they could win this series. Make no mistake about that, but the Suns have won the last 3 in the series, and they are one win away from knocking the Clippers out of the playoffs. That is your playoff update. That is our recap of Game 4 of the first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs here on the Shock Shock Knicks podcast, Midtown and Rebound podcast network, all part of the Fans First Sports Network. Thank you so much for listening. We will be back later this week to talk Game 5 of the series and continue to update on what's going on around the entire NBA playoffs. We will see you then. Have a great week.